FloydCounty.com. It's time for Community Conversations number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center for this Wednesday. Who do you have right next to you, Kay? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Sitting next to me is Mr. Darren Crooks. He is a part of the Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited, which is hosting its 45th annual banquet this Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
So let's first of all explain what this organization is all about.
So the Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited, we as committee members, we do fundraising for the Ducks Unlimited, you know, throughout the United States, but we want to keep it here in this chapter in the Cedar Valley. So by doing our banquets and raising the money, we put that money back into habitat for ducks, pheasants, deer. I mean, all the habitat just doesn't go to ducks. I mean, because all good habitat is good for all kinds of stuff, for species of fish and, you know, salamanders and wildlife in general besides ducks. But it's a very good program. They try to give back to our local area and for the conservation of it and stuff. So that's what we do as a committee members. Put this banquet on every year and raise money to give back to our local chapter.
So it is a meal,
yep.
But it's also live or silent auction, or how does this work?
So there's both. You show up and there's games to play for you, certain amount of cash you'll give, and then you'll have a chance at a gun or a special raffle or some kids' special bikes and stuff. I forgot what we all ordered this year, but we do have a lot of guns. We have 30-some guns to win this year. We have silent auction, which you can go around and, you know how silent auction works, you write down your number. If someone outbids you, you just keep upping it until, if you want to win that, until we call that it's done with a silent auction. And then we have a live auction. We have an auctioneer out there that comes out and we take around prints, or we take around duck decoys and stuff that are very high valued and very you know, special prints. They're all framed and everything. So we do a live auction on that kind of stuff to make money also. So the meal this year is from Frederica Locker. It's going to be prime rib and baked potato. I think we're having corn with that. So baked potato, corn, prime rib, and then there'll be a dessert too. So very good meal. Lot of people. We've already sold over 250 tickets. So we're basically sold out this year, and we're giving these last four tickets away here on the air so we can have a great banquet again this year.
Excellent. Cool. Well, I was just going to ask you where to get tickets, but now we know the answer. KCHA and the Nearly Impossible Quiz today and tomorrow. That's where you can get the only tickets available. So if somebody would like to join the Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited, can they do that separate from the meal?
Yeah, they can. We are always looking for committee members to help out. We have meetings that started about 2 months ago to try to start organizing what we want to buy from the United States. Sends out, or the Ducks Unlimited from the United States sends out a huge flyer. We order all our products from them, what we make money off. So we have to decide as a committee. We don't order everything, obviously. Sure. We have to decide as a committee what guns we want to buy, what items we want to buy for all that. I think that would go over good on an auction or a special game or something like that. So we started that a couple of months ago, and then we're always looking for new committee members, because then this Friday night, it is this Saturday, we're getting kind of a late start for the KCHA thing. Sorry about that, folks, but it is this Saturday night. Doors open, I believe, at 5, does it say on there, Kay?
Yes, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, and then we start the banquet about 7. So social hours, 5 to 7 right in there, and that's about the meal at 7 o'clock. So, but if you contact Dustin Rippentrop's president this year, and then or myself or any committee member that you'll see out there with our shirts, we'll all have our own shirts on. They'll say committee member on them, and contact one of us, and we can get you on the committee. It's simple as that. We don't, you know, take applications or anything. Say, hey, if you want to help out, we're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to be on the committee with us.
Excellent. So once again, that is set for this coming Saturday, March 30th, the 45th annual Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited Banquet at the Youth Enrichment Center at the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Thank you very much, Darren, for joining us. Anything else that I missed?
No, it's going to be a great banquet again, as it is always this year. Like I said, we went back to Frederica Locker this year for a great prime rib dinner. So hope to see everybody there.
Sounds really good. Thank you very much, Darren. For more details on this, check out KCHA. KCHANews.com. That's your community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. 21 degrees downtown Charles City with sun. Here's Elton John.